For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Greetings and salutations. How are y'all doing on this Monday afternoon in New York City? I am pleased to announce that for the first time all summer long, Tiki Barber is not here. Not because he's working. Not because he's got some other engagement. The man is actually taking a vacation. Congratulations to Tiki Barber. He will be back very, very soon. Sean Morash has decided he wants to do radio again. And he's back!
Oh, it's good to be here.
Oh,
Look at this microphone. It's pretty. Look at you. You're pretty.
Sometimes I realize in life, you don't understand how you feel about people till you don't see them for a while.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of friends that I haven't talked to in a while, and I realize, I don't really care. Useless. Doesn't mean anything. Clearly, I don't care that much. But not seeing your beautiful, bald-headed, glowing face in so long made me realize I think I like you.
Oh, that's good, Evan. And that's good before football season to be on that terms.
We're about to go to war.
Let's go.
But prior to war, we're in great shape. We got a lot to get to today. We'll mix in some football. I did actually spend a few hours at MetLife Stadium checking out Jets-Giants. There is some big NFL news, especially around the Dallas Cowboys we'll get to later on. Mike White may have to come back to New York. We may fight over which New York team should go after him. And obviously the Mets suffering what, in my opinion, was their worst loss of the year yesterday afternoon. But we all need to acknowledge somebody. We all need to stand here today, whether you're a Yankee fan, a Met fan, a Red Sox fan, even a non-baseball fan, and you need to put the ones in the air and acknowledge our tribal chief. And, of course, I'm talking about Aaron Jefferson Martinez, Aloysius Judge. Because I am now at the point, and I wasn't even that into it 2 years ago when Judge was on his home run chase, where I am, and I'm trying to figure out why, more enamored by Aaron Judge's ridiculous pace he's on right now than I ever was 2 years ago when he broke the American League home run record.
Really?
Yes.
That's so interesting to me because, first of all, I would think the baseball savant nerd that is Evan Roberts that we've all come to know and love on WFM would have been super into it 2 years ago.
I wasn't. And I think a part of why I wasn't, I want to address that, was because what was he really trying to accomplish? The home run record is 73.
The American League record.
And yeah, the American League record didn't exactly do it for me. So while I was impressed by him hitting 62 home runs, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to shortchange it, it didn't kind of capture my attention. And over the last week and a half, and it's really longer than that, really since May, Aaron Judge is at such a stupid pace where he is having, in my opinion, not only a far better statistical season than 2022, but on a lot of levels, it's a more impressive season than 2022 that I'm enamored to see where this goes.
It's so fascinating because as a Yankee fan, I am watching these games game in and game out, and I am absolutely jaw dropped, all of the feelings everybody feels about Aaron Judge, except it really occurred to me more than anything yesterday when he hits 50 and 51. How little I give a crap about how many home runs he hits.
What?
And what kind of year he's having. And I was so into it 2 years ago. And Evan, I think this comes to my belief slash angst slash like what I want for the future of this team this year. I just care way more about the team. 2 years ago, that's a team that was carried by Aaron Judge, made an ALCS, and I think in the back of my mind, I probably fake believed they could have made a World Series, but I was so caught up in it. I couldn't not miss an Aaron Judge at-bat in August and September. And not that I'm missing at-bats by Aaron Judge now, but I just don't care. I have zero care in the world for how many, like that home run tally could come up 50-51. That has zero effect on my life. It is all about whether they win or lose games. I care so less about the individual accomplishments of Aaron Judge.
There are a couple of differences between 22 and 24 that maybe can make me figure out why you care so little and I care so much. Number one, the New York Yankees in 2022 were never really in a pennant race. Never really. Like, they had a big lead in the American League East. They got off to that great start that year where, for most of the year, they had a double-digit lead in the American League East. We're talking 11, 12 games. They cooled off, they didn't play well, and their division lead started to kind of dissipate. But even though it got down to 4 or 5 games in September, you kind of knew they were winning the division.
Yeah.
You kind of knew they were never going to blow it. And I think right off the top, that's one huge difference.
Okay,
the Yankees have been in a constant battle for the American League East since day one.
I scoreboard watch every night. Remember we had that conversation a month ago?
Right.
When do you start scoreboard watching?
Right.
There has not been a night over, now, Grant, I was away last week, over the last month, where I haven't, even at least for a half an inning, put on the Oriole game on my MLB app.
Right.
That is how into this pennant race
so
I am.
So you're more consumed by the race for the American League East than any individual accomplishment.
Yes. Because I have no confidence they could go win a World Series or do any of that unless they win the division. I really believe that.
Really? You think if they can't, if they don't win the division, it's just all over?
It's not that it's all over.
I mean, we've seen so many teams get hot at the right time over the last couple of years. Look at Texas. The Rangers blew their division last year and then proceeded to get hot and win the whole damn thing.
I don't want to overstep my words. Maybe it's not definite, but they haven't had the ability to play Game 7 in their building in an ALCS.
That, no, that matters.
Forever.
I agree with you.
I think that matters for this team.
Yeah.
I do. So I think that you're probably nail on the head, right? The division was all wrapped up 2 years ago. I couldn't get it. Like, honey, I'm not going out to dinner. I got to see these Judge at-bats. Now Judge comes at the plate. He's must-watch TV, but not must-watch the way it was 2 years ago.
The reason of a pennant race makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you should care more about your team than an individual player. I would never argue that. But this is a part of why I think I'm more enamored by what Judge is doing now than I was 2 years ago. He is doing it in the heart of a real-life pennant race. A pennant race in which the Yankees aren't trying to hold on for dear life, which they did in 2022. Like a legitimate, Yankees and Orioles have never been separated by more than, what, 3 games all year long? No matter how good the Yankees were playing, how bad the Yankees were playing. Like, that American League East has been separated by mostly a game or two all season long.
Right.
So, number one, it actually impresses me more that he's doing it in the midst of that. That's number one. Number two, yeah, Juan Soto's here, and Juan Soto is amazing, and he's incredible, and he makes the Yankees better, but he's not protecting him. It's not as if Aaron Judge is seeing more pitches to hit because Juan Soto's hitting behind him. That's not the way it is. In fact, Aaron Judge is about 4 walks away from matching his entire total from 2022. He's
amazing.
Getting less pitches to hit this year than 2 years ago. And here's the other thing. Like, when someone does something remarkable, it's amazing to watch. And it's impressive and it's fun. When someone does the same remarkable thing even better, I think it just makes it more impressive. And so I think as a baseball fan, as an IBO in this case, I'm watching Aaron Judge more so with my jaw on the ground than I ever did 2 years ago. I think he's better than what he was 2 years ago. I think what he's doing is more impressive than what it was 2 years ago. And now I'm actually convinced that his home run total, barring an injury, barring the Yankees running away with the division, and Aaron Boone sitting him a lot, I think he's getting a 65. Like, I think he's going to break his old record, which to me is even more impressive than what he did 2 years ago.
I think this is a more impressive year than 2 years ago, but also for the reason that he was invisible until he got ejected in early May. I mean, having the worst of months.
That adds to it,
That absolutely adds to it. But Evan, you just said something in my brain that is firing off sirens that you and I hadn't even comprehended or thought of. He has already hit 62 homers. If he is sitting there at 59 homers and they feel like it's in the best interest to pull back on Aaron Judge that last week, I don't want to hear that he's going for the record. The end goal of this team is far more important, and that is where we cannot be enamored with what he's doing.
Well, but here's the good news. Here's the great news.
They're not going to pull away, and they're going to need him?
Well, even if they did pull away, I'll go down that road because I think the Yankees can pull away. I really do. They won 2 out of 3 against Colorado. I think we all would have said they should have swept Colorado, but nevertheless, they won a series. The Orioles split 4 games in Houston, and by the way, the Orioles' schedule is about to continue to be tough. They're going to L.A. to play the Dodgers.
Yep.
I think the Yankees have a really good chance to increase this lead to, let's say, 3, 4, 5 games. So, but let's say you're right that they run away with this division. Maybe they beat them that last week and a half, 2 weeks of the season when they play that huge 3-game series at Yankee Stadium. They beat them up. They have a big lead. I still wouldn't hold back because one of the sort of negatives of winning a division is that you get a bye. You get chance to sit back and relax. Well, then why would you give your best players any more time to sit back and relax when they're already going to have time to sit back and relax? So the only
That darned bye week I forgot about.
The bye week. The only scenario where I would even consider resting someone for the playoffs is if I have the wild card wrapped up and I can't win the division. And I don't see that scenario unfolding. So I think Aaron Judge is going to be out there every single day because I think the games are going to matter and keeping him fresh is going
to
matter.
And that, again, will add to why this is more impressive than 2 years ago. And look, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. This better be the year that the offense and what we're seeing with Aaron Judge carries over where you can't get enough of him in the postseason.
Well, look,
he does that. Then I will be into every at-bat.
Aaron Judge, and we talked a little bit about this on Friday. We've all talked about this at some point throughout this season. As great as this season is, it's historic. It's amazing. We can argue where it falls in history. Obviously, come October, the man has to hit. If you remember back to 2022, he had this great regular season, this historic regular season. He was being booed at Yankee Stadium in the midst of a horrible ALCS against the Astros. It's all about October, but you can't. This is true. I want you to write this down. This is unbelievable what I'm about to tell you. You can't hit in October in August. You can't hit in October in September.
Do I need to write that one down? I'll write that one down.
Write that one down. Like, as much as you need him to hit in October, we all understand that, you can't actually do that. Until October.
I would venture to guess, and you're right, no doubt about it. I think more Yankee fans are like me, though, at this point. You're in awe of Aaron Judge. You're watching all of these at-bats, but it's way more about the pennant race. Unlike 2 years ago, I don't think that there's a majority of Yankee fans sitting down going, you know, stop all plans. I need to watch every Aaron Judge at-bat because I need to see how many home runs he hits.
Well,
I think
here,
that went out the window 2 years
ago. Here is the real test, and I ask you, the loyal Yankee fan, okay? And this is the ultimate test when it comes to sports and it comes to something magical going on. We all work hard for our money, okay? We all bust our ass, some harder than others. We make our money, and then we have to make decisions on what to do with said money.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us decide to waste it on preseason games. Some of it decide to waste it on jerseys of players that may be traded away within a year. We all make different decisions.
Dexter Lawrence better not be. You heard that, Fanatics?
Is that who you purchased?
Yes.
I think you're good with Sexy Dexy.
Yes.
I think you're good. But here's my question to Yankee fans, and of course the toll-free telephone number, which I have memorized, even though I am looking at it right in front of me, is 888-808-1019. Toll-free, 888-808-1019. My question to the New York Yankee fan is, come the middle of September, you know, I don't have any plans to go to a Tuesday night Yankee game, but all of a sudden, Aaron Judge has a chance to hit number 60. Aaron Judge has a chance to hit number 61. Aaron Judge is on the precipice. That's right, the precipice of making more history. Do you go into your pocket on Tuesday, let's say September 10th, to see Yankees Royals because you need to see Aaron Judge? Do you go into your pockets? I'll give you better. Forget Yankees Orioles. That's obvious. That's for the division. The following weekend, when they're hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates on a Friday night, and Aaron Judge is sitting at 64 home runs, does the Yankee fan on a Friday night in late September, where it's going to cost you $125 to get in, do you say, because I think I would, I'm not even a Yankee fan, I got to see where the Mets are, obviously.
Yeah.
I would probably say, I think I want to be in the building to see that.
Nah.
And that, to me, is the ultimate test on, can he re-interest you and re-engage you in Home Run Chase Part 2?
No way am I spending that money on that Friday night.
You would not do that.
No, at that point, I'm saving my money for a playoff game.
All right, let me up it up a little bit. Maybe the American League record doesn't fancy you. Maybe it's like, who cares about the American League record? What if he's pushing 70? And I know that sounds absurd right now because he's 19 away, but if he starts to push a hollowed number that has only been touched by the most juiced up of juiced up players, and he's sitting at, let's say, 68 or dare I say 69, nice. Would that make you buy a ticket to see him chase the hollowed grounds of 70?
No.
No,
no, 70. No. I don't care. I know. And look, I'd be, put it this way, I'd be more interested in that Friday night not to go for a cocktail at the post office. I'd be sitting there and I'd watch that game. But no, at that point, you're in playoff fever. I'm so home runned out. I'm good.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. Don't minimize. Well, but there's a of course, there's a playoff race going on. And I think we all acknowledge.
But that's where I'm going to spend my money, is my point. If I have money and I'm the guy looking to buy tickets at an expensive rate, at that point, I am a believer in Aaron Judge and the Yankee team that I would rather spend my money on a playoff game. I don't care about the home run chase that much.
So you say I'm taking the shekels. I'm not going Yankees Pirates.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's funny. If enough people agree with you, then the prices for Yankees Pirates won't even be that high.
My point is I am investing in Aaron Judge and the Yankees. I'm just not doing it for the regular season at the end in the home run chase. This is about the playoffs and Aaron Judge now. Mm-hmm. I'm out on the home run ticker counter. I don't care if he breaks Bonds' record.
And
I don't.
And 2 years ago, you were in on it?
Or yes. I was. And I think that's why. Mm. You know, I hate to bring it to a sport nobody cares about, but Francesa. Do you remember how long we waited to get one of those Triple Crown horses?
Horse racing?
No.
I thought he was going to make a hockey analogy.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Hear me out. I think the horse's name was American Pharoah. Yes. I think. He won the Triple Crown at Belmont, and I remember, I guess I care about horse racing. I was into it. It was cool. There was another horse. I've already forgotten the horse's name. Like 2 or 3 years later, that did it again. We went like 50 years without, whatever it was, without seeing a Triple Crown horse. Then it happened again 2 or 3 years later. To this day, I don't remember the horse's name. I don't remember being as into it, but I remember being like, well, this is going to happen again. 2 years ago, what Aaron Judge is doing now is, you know, jaw-dropping. I'm good. I've seen the Aaron Judge home run chase. I don't need to see it again. I don't care enough about it.
Yeah, to me, the sequel is because it's more impressive, I'm more enamored by it. We'll get your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, plus the rest from this weekend, including an old-timers day that nobody seemed to be watching, and the New York Mets suffering what felt like, and now it's been 24 hours, I'll tell you if I still feel that way, the most devastating loss of this season. This is the time of year, and we'll keep you posted throughout the day, where not only are you getting cuts throughout the NFL, but holdouts are ending. Guys who have been holding out are realizing, oh crap, the season starts in a week and a half. Let me get a deal done with my team. So we do have one name off the board, not good for Giant fans. CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys have agreed on a massive contract. Tom Pelissero is reporting 4 years, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed, second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
I got to stop you right there, and I know we're doing plenty of baseball. I'm going to get to the calls. What do you mean not good for Giants? It's great for Giant fans.
Why? See, are the Cowboys better with CeeDee Lamb, or are they worse if he's not there?
You're misunderstanding. CeeDee Lamb's a great player, kills the Giants. When you pay a wide receiver that much money like CeeDee Lamb...
Yeah, I get that.
The Cowboys are going to be in cap hell. I don't know that they're going to get a deal done with Micah Parsons.
Dak Prescott.
And that's the other thing. Tiki's not here today. The Giants could very well have Dak Prescott on their roster.
Oh, I agree with you about that.
Yes, this is a good thing for the Giants. It, A, could open up a quarterback spot for him, or B, it means the Cowboys are going to pay Dak Prescott and be screwed on the cap.
All right, so here's where you and I, we're very similar as fans, but we're very, very different. And I'll relate this to baseball and football.
All right.
I understand that long-term, you have a great long-term mind, and I think what Sean just laid out from a long-term perspective is a great point. Hey, maybe this will be bad news for the Dallas Cowboys long-term, paying a wide receiver like CeeDee Lamb that kind of money and the trickle-down effects it may have, which could lead to Dak Prescott not being a Cowboy next year. And it is a great thought, and I appreciate long-term thinking. But we are a week and a half away from a football season starting.
Sure.
A season in which every game is a holiday. Every game is an event. I don't know about you. I don't know if as a Giant fan, maybe you're taking the year off. Maybe you are. I don't know.
I'm not.
Every game matters. Two games against the Dallas Cowboys matter. I don't know if you've been watching the preseason. I don't know if you're aware of the Giant roster situation. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. I don't want to judge you here. Not exactly the deepest of corner. Defending a talent like...
That's an understatement.
Oh, is it? Defending a guy like CeeDee Lamb, not easy. So when I say to you, it's not good news for the Giants... I am not referring to 2025 or 2026 or the salary cap.
Okay.
I'm referring to this season that starts in a week and a half. Much like Juan Soto's free agency, which we will obviously talk about because it's like a daily tradition around here to bring up some kind of crumb from Juan Soto's free agency. That's not really relevant till November.
Well, look, the Giants play the Cowboys week 4. This is how in tune I am. It's a Thursday night game. I fully expected CeeDee Lamb to be on the field that night, Evan.
I understand.
My point is the long-term signing him and all of that. And furthermore, what do you think the first thing I said? And this is not a celebration, but when I found out Deron Bland was out 6 to 8 weeks, I texted everybody in my Giants circle. And I said, good news for week 4.
Celebrating injuries. Bad guy.
Not celebrating, just acknowledging good news.
No, I get you.
So please.
We still have a few more that are kind of in the NFL that's pending, like Trent Williams, the potential starting left tackle for the San Francisco 49ers. Hassan Reddick, remember him? He is technically a member of the New York Jets. Brandon Ayuk, So there's a few other holdouts. Jamar Chase, who's holding in, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Isn't he doing a hold in?
A hold in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hold in.
I'm sure T. Higgins loves that.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on any changings when it comes to contracts and whatnot. But if you are just tuning in and you are a Cowboy fan, a Giant fan, or just a football fan that cares about news, CeeDee Lamb, long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. We're talking about Aaron Judge, who has been really remarkable since May 1st. I think that's added to the specialness of the season he's having. Got off to a terrible start. There were conversations on this radio station by almost everybody, what's wrong with Aaron Judge? That was literally a discussion point. Is he going to have an off year? Is he hurt? And since May 1st, not only has he been the best player in baseball, he's doing things that aren't human.
May 4th.
May 4th is the exact date?
Well, because that's the day of the ejection.
Oh, yeah. It's all started with that?
Yeah. I remember somebody tweeting, kind of feels like this ejection is going to turn his season around.
Who tweeted that, Tiki? BT?
If you're doing toast at a
McPherson?
Post, that would be Sean Moore.
Oh, good for you, Sean. Yeah. We're all over it.
I didn't follow it by saying, follow us, follow me, and my plans. I was just, you know, accurate.
No, you were very accurate. And that has led to this incredible run that Judge is on, where he's chasing 60-plus again. And to me, I'm more intrigued by this race than I was 2 years ago. Sean doesn't care at all. We'll hear from you. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. We'll kick it off with Tony in Wayne, New Jersey. How you doing today, Tone?
How you doing, Evan? Big fan, big fan.
Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
I got to totally agree with Sean. Actually, me and my buddies were talking about it yesterday in our fantasy baseball chat. None of us really care. The only thing we actually really care about is the ring. It's cool if he does it, if he breaks his own record, but I think what we was all talking about is that we done saw it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We done saw him break the American League record, and we was kind of like, great, awesome, that was totally cool. And I think it took a toll on all of us, even Aaron Judge, and it showed in the postseason. I think it was just so much stress. I think Judge actually cared about it then. And now I think he don't care about it, and I think none of us care about it either. All we really care about is the ring. And that's because we got Juan Soto, Gerrit Cole, and Judge, probably top three baseball players, and it's a real, real legit chance that we could win it all, because nobody in MLB is actually pulling away with them.
What I don't understand fully is why you and others can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Obviously, winning the World Series is the number one priority.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Aaron Judge has made that clear. But you can still be really interested or intrigued or excited about something that's happening that doesn't contradict your chase for a world championship.
I think he nailed it there on a couple things. First of all, I don't think anybody, including me or Tony, is saying we are like rooting against Aaron Judge or aren't thrilled he's doing this. It's just a more of a matter of we live this emotionally. I cannot wait forever. Is he going to hit a home run here that 2 years later to do that again doesn't mean you don't appreciate it. It just means the instinct to want to live and die with every at-bat is gone. But what he brought up is also a great point. It might help that he did it 2 years ago if he does it again, because I do think Judge was emotionally taxed, pressing every at-bat, and then the playoffs came and he ran out of steam. I believe if you asked Aaron Judge and gave him truth serum, he just wants to go out there, have every at-bat the greatest. But I bet you 2 years ago that meant so much more because there was more pressing. I don't think it matters as much to top himself.
You know what I think is a little bit different when it comes to the pressure, if he did face pressure? The Roger Maris family. I think that added to it. He was chasing the shadow of a legend.
Right.
Of a guy who lives in baseball history. And his family was flying around and showing up. Here, Aaron Judge is chasing Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
He's chasing his own shadow. He's chasing his own incredible accomplishment. And I do think that's a little bit different.
Do you think
and in
his
a way,
family
may take
comes?
His own pressure off.
Does his wife come to see if he breaks his own record?
Doesn't she come to every game anyway?
I'm just saying, do they highlight his family breaking his own record?
I don't know how it's covered in the media. Like, I don't know how people to choose to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm on my own as just an individual. And to me, I've always been intrigued by teams and players doing it again. Like, doing it the first time is amazing, but when you actually go out and do something incredible again, I don't know, the impressiveness of it makes me more intrigued by it.
He also did it on the road, so maybe there's more people who didn't get to see it who would be more able to do it. Remember, he did it in Texas.
Yeah. So and he also slowed down in September, and maybe a part of that was what you guys are talking about, which is the pressure that he was facing. Yeah.
I don't think he feels any pressure. Maybe that's part of the reason he's going off. He doesn't feel any pressure.
Aaron Judge made the comment over the weekend, and I am paraphrasing here, in which I forget it was how he exactly phrased it, but he's still trying to get going. Was that the phrase that he used over the weekend? He's still trying to click on all cylinders.
What is he, DJ LeMay?
No, but
it's all there right in front of him.
But the difference is he's at 51 home runs.
I know.
He's the best player on the planet. Like, no one can even debate that. You could talk about Bobby Witt's great season, of course. You could talk about Shohei Ohtani's great season, and no one's taking anything away from the seasons that they're having. Aaron Judge is just better. That's all. It's not an insult. He's just having a better season.
Isn't it amazing that he's only hitting like .333 too?
Oh, only.
But where did these outs come from?
Yeah, that's a good point.
He walks in homers every at bat, but somehow he's still only hitting .330. It feels like he should be hitting .900.
Let's go to Louie in Brooklyn. What's up, Louie?
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. Lifelong Met fan here. I've rooted for nothing but to see the Yankees lose my entire life.
Yes.
But I got to admit, watching Judge, mostly Judge and Soto, it's actually making me start to root for the Yankees and want to see them win.
Wow.
And it kind of pains me, and I won't admit it to my Yankee fan friends. Hopefully they're not listening. But I definitely want to see Judge win. And also for the Judge home run record, I just want to see him hit 61 in 154 games. So we never have to hear Babe Ruth's name again.
How about that?
So thank you.
That's an interesting one, Louie. That's an interesting one. Let's wipe that big, fat, overrated bum out of the record books.
Who has ever had that thought? So we never have to hear Babe Ruth's name again.
Well,
is that causing that much harm?
I don't know if that was the worst part of the call or him saying, I don't want my buddies to hear it, so I'm going to call up WFAN and say it.
I think he knows his buddy. It's already
Yeah.
And by the way, I will speak for myself on this as a Met fan that used to grow up hating the Yankees. Like, I was, like Louie, as a youth. I've talked about that. The Red Sox beating the Yankees in 04 was Christmas morning for me, right? That's amazing. After that, things changed. I started to treat the Yankees like an IBO. Like, yeah, I'd prefer them not win a World Series, but my inner hatred and jealousy kind of dissipated. I find myself rooting for Judge's success, but not necessarily for the Yankees to win. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, when Aaron comes up, like, it's fun watching this guy hit. This guy's a joy to watch, and I don't hate him. I was having a discussion with my oldest son yesterday because he was asking me. Jet was asking me about Aaron Judge. And I think I'm past the point of being afraid that he's going to become a Yankee fan. So I was honest. I said, Jet, let me tell you something. I think that's the greatest home run slugger we've ever seen. And he said, what about Pete Alonso? And I said, well, Uncle Loogie may disagree, but as much as I love Pete, and I do, and he's ours,
right?
Pete Alonso's not Aaron Judge. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'd like to give you some numbers real quick.
Is Michael Conforto Aaron Judge, by the way? Loogie!
Yeah, he was close. He had his shirt ripped off that one night. It was a lot of fun.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, there was a comparison for a while. There was also a comparison from Met fans between Bryce Harper and Kirk Nieuwenhuis during their rookie seasons.
Oh, that's it. Boy, a lot of L's.
That was a fun one.
I'm not even going to go back to the Ordóñez Jeter stuff.
Let's go back to May 3rd. Well, Ray was a better defensive player. Let's go back to May 3rd. And that's the day you're referring to?
Yes.
Since May 3rd, listen to these numbers and tell me you don't just get, like, fluttery in your stomach, okay? Since May 3rd, Aaron Judge has played 96 games. Okay, so a little bit more than half a season. He's played 96 games. He has hit 45 home runs during that time. Do you know what pace that sets him at for 162 games?
No.
76 home runs. 76 home runs!
That's insane.
He is playing at a 76 home run pace through the last 96 games. But let me give you the other numbers because they're stupid too. He's hitting .383 with 104 RBIs. 104 RBIs in 96 games. So this pace, and I think that adds to it, is insane. By the way, if you're curious about what his RBI pace is.
It was May 4th, not 3rd, by the way. I found the tweet.
Oh, should I move up a day? Sorry about that.
Don't do it. It's fine.
He's on pace over 162 games to drive in 175 runs.
It's
Think about what this man has done.
With 16 different leadoff hitters on this team this year.
Right. And I think that's a part of it. Like, I honestly think Because sometimes you try to quantify why you feel a certain way. This is genuinely how I feel as a baseball fan. I'm more enamored by Aaron Judge now than I was 2 years ago. So you try to figure out why. I think him getting off to that bad start has added to it.
You know, I think so too. I think that's added the magic. Also, you know what it's told me in a weird baseball analytic world? How much we have been taught, oh, the best player now has to hit second because of more at-bats, and Judge just slid back to third. Look at the year he's having batting third. It's still okay to put your best player sitting third in a lineup. Look at the RBI production he's had.
Have you not thought, though, what it would be like if Aaron Judge was batting second and Juan Soto was batting third?
But maybe less RBIs for Judge.
Maybe less RBIs, but maybe less walks and maybe more home runs. Maybe instead of 45 home runs in the last 95 games, we're talking about 52 home runs in the last 95 games.
I think they've done all right with the lineup.
No, I get it. I'm just asking a question. Let's go to Mike calling from New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I hope Lukey can, Sean can stay on this call. Because the last time he hung up on me when I was calling about the wet noodle because he got too upset. But what are the Yankees going to do in the playoffs when they don't pitch the Judge or Soto?
It's a great question, so let's address it.
You're done, Sean.
You're done, fellow. You're done.
Okay. I mean, I have no idea what he's talking about, a wet noodle. Here's the thing.
No, I'm curious about the wet noodle, Mike. Go ahead. The floor is yours. First, tell me why Sean was a wet noodle.
Now I want spaghetti.
What I said, you can't bring a fight. Don't come to a sword fight with a wet noodle. Because you were talking about how great the Yankees were, and I told you they stunk. You got your feelings, and then you hung up on me.
Okay.
Same scenario. Nobody's going to pitch to Judge or Soto. So what are you going to do in the playoffs?
Well, Mike, see, there's something. And thanks for the call, but I'm going to hang up on you again.
Such a wet noodle.
Such a wet noodle.
Go ahead. Address it.
Different Yankee team than it was when they were going through that terrible slight. Now, I could use less Jose Trevino. Let's get back to playing Austin Wells almost every day.
No question.
I mean, please, Booney. But Jazz Chisholm Jr., have you seen now? Look, he immediately raking. By the way, I mean, what a dodge bullet that's become that he was back after 10 days.
Absolutely.
Austin Wells when he was hitting the middle of the lineup. And I firmly believe this. I know we saw a brief one-day audition. Dominguez is coming here in September. I believe that, too. I think the Yankees are going to have enough in that middle of the lineup that they didn't have during that bad drought.
So, couple of things, because it is a great question that he asks. And I know he's asking it in this trolling, Yankees aren't that good, they're screwed level, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't care where the perspective is. It's a great question, because it's a question that we're all wondering about, and we're going to be discussing for the next month and a half. But I want to start by what's already happened. I want to look at Aaron Judge's postseason career, and I'm going to ask a trivia question. A little trivia question?
Sure.
How many times has Aaron Judge been intentionally walked in his postseason career?
I'm going to guess none.
Zero.
Okay.
Zero times. Aaron Judge has walked 25 times in his postseason career, never in a series more than four times. The reason I bring that up is that Aaron Judge has never been pitched a round in a way in which they are basically saying, let everyone else beat us. Hasn't happened. The Astros series, the ALCS in 2022, the one he got booed in after that historic season. You know how many times Aaron Judge walked in that entire series?
It's only a four-game series. I'm going to say once.
Once.
Okay.
So right off the top, let's ask this question. And I think we know the answer, but let's ask it. Will American League teams treat Aaron Judge the way he needs to be treated? Like Barry Bonds in his prime, we are not facing him. We will not let us beat him. We will not let him beat us. Do we agree that that will be a strategy throughout the American League postseason?
Yeah, but not full time. I don't think you'll get a full series where he's like, no, we're not letting Judge hit. That's not going to happen.
You don't think? Because I think the best example of it, believe it or not,
it's
was actually
not
the Mets.
Happen with both.
Okay, do you remember how the Mets, like, literally didn't face him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll get to that extreme, and I think that circumstances will obviously matter.
Yeah.
But
and J.D. Davis isn't hitting behind him.
Okay, step one, though.
Right.
Let's just address step one. Will teams, like we've never seen before, treat Aaron Judge with the respect he deserves? I just gave you the numbers over the last 95 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting .383. He's at 45 home runs in 94 games. Those are not human numbers. Will managers around baseball, whether they're facing the Twins, whether they're facing the Orioles, whoever they're facing, will they treat Aaron Judge differently than he's ever been treated in his postseason career? Your thoughts?
It's not an either or. I think it's going to depend on the circumstance. I think if you've gotten Juan Soto out, I'd put him right on. I don't think you're putting two guys on. So if Soto's already on base, yeah, the idea is, well, I'd rather him not beat me with a home run. But overall, if you're just going to keep walking and putting one out, if you're lucky to get that first out, first and second, all those in, you're not going to do that.
Well, I think you're right, obviously. Every situation is different.
And that's only the start of the game, by the way. Who knows what happens on the turnaround?
We got to see the score of games, obviously. But to answer his question, what if teams don't face Aaron Judge and Juan Soto? Well, the answer is very simple. If Jazz Chisholm and Giancarlo Stanton perform, then the New York Yankees will make every freaking team pay. If they don't perform, if they come up small, the Yankees are done.
Right. I didn't even mention Giancarlo.
So it comes down to those guys.
Right.
Yes, no doubt. We can't minimize the importance of specifically Giancarlo, Jazz Chisholm, and yes, Austin Wells, who I agree with you, should be out there every day. Those are the protection points. And yeah, if teams treat Aaron Judge like Barry Bonds circa 2002 and they don't face him, then the postseason run will come down to what Giancarlo Stanton going to do. But I have good news. I have great news. Giancarlo Stanton, very quietly, has been a wonderful postseason performer.
A little overrated on the numbers because the number... I'm sorry. Look, I have to get off this. Giancarlo's been a very important Yankee, and they're going to need him this year.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody points to Giancarlo's big postseason numbers, I want everybody to remind something.
Yeah.
He had that big wild card game versus Boston. The team was dead in the first inning. I don't care what he did the rest of that game. Okay. Number two, he got hurt in the bubble and basically, you know, screwed over a roster spot that, you know, I would have loved to see him actually hitting that ALCS and what was going on.
Well, you're messing up years. In 2020, in the ALDS against the Rays, he had four home runs in a five-game series.
What was the series he got hurt and then they basically couldn't figure it out? Wasn't that the Davey Garcia series?
I think that was the 2019 American League Championship series. Yes.
We're so a year earlier. So much, Ev, I'm screwing these up. You know.
I understand. Yeah, in 2019 against the Astros, after he had a home run, he then could not play the rest of that series.
Point remains, though, this Giancarlo that we've seen has been so important to the team. Yes, think about where the Yankees have come from. Start thinking about automatic outs. When they were at their worst, and J.D. Davis and Jermaine Jones, only to rehash it, Giancarlo is back. Clearly, Austin Wells has become a player for the team, although he's got to play a lot more than he's played recently. And they added Jazz Chisholm. So when I look at the team, outside of maybe whoever's playing first base, and maybe if Trevino plays, and if you want to play Verdugo, those are the automatic outs. They're going to have two guys you consider automatic outs. I don't consider Volpe that either, by the way.
Well, look, but to answer his question, and it's a trolling question, if they don't face Aaron Judge in the playoffs and he's not given an opportunity to hit the way he's hit this season, then it comes down to Giancarlo and Jazz Chisholm.
Good luck getting
three
outs.
Will they make guys pay?
Yeah. Yes. Good luck getting three outs without getting a run home.
No,
unless it's Verdugo hitting behind him into a double play, then they're going to score.
And that's why, you know, for anyone who looks at that, like the Yankee haters out there, and I do believe, like, I'd say almost half the audience are Yankee haters. Half the audience are diehard Yankee fans, half is too much.
Yeah.
I'd say like 20% of the audience is Yankee haters. The Met fan who hates the Yankees, but there's a good portion of Met fans that actually don't even hate the Yankees. So figure 25% of the audience. And for those that listen, you know, you like to voyeuristically listen to us on the Odyssey app from outside of the New York area. Maybe you're just a depressed Marlin fan and no one talks about the Marlins in South Florida. So you're like, I need some baseball. I'm going to listen to WFAN.
You think we're big with the Marlin fan?
Huge with the Marlin fan.
Interesting.
No one else talks about them. We just mentioned Jazz Chisholm's name five times. That's five more times than his name was ever mentioned in South Florida. So it's very exciting. If you want the Yankees to lose and you're banking it all on, well, they won't face Aaron Judge, don't get too cocky.
Yeah.
Because I know you're hard on Giancarlo. Giancarlo's been a really good playoff performer.
I'm confident in him this year. You know what he isn't in the playoffs? A wet noodle.
Where'd that come? Oh, the guy called you a wet noodle. I'm sorry.
Can you keep with the punches here?
Nice little full circle there, Sean.
I am fresh off vacation, ready to spit takes, and everything's going over Evan's head here.
A lot of things go over my head.
Jeez.
It just does.
Okay.
It just took me an hour to figure out Craig's new TV show is called Breakfast Ball.
Yeah.
And it just hit me, because it sounds like bowl, like breakfast bowl, like you're having cereal in the morning.
Who has ever called anything a breakfast bowl?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not cereal.
What?
Breakfast bowl. I wouldn't be thinking cereal.
What would you be thinking?
Yeah, what would you be thinking?
Come on, boys.
No, come on.
Let me give you the sound effect instead of telling you.
I appreciate it.
Oatmeal?
Still don't understand.
Weed.
A weed? Are you trying to tell me Craig's TV show is named after weed?
No, but you said breakfast bowl.
The look on both of your faces
I've never heard of that term.
Well, Richard Neer dropped marijuana.
Well, the reason I'm so ignorant to this, and by the way, can we all commend Pat Boyle? Pat Boyle, who I think is one of the most underrated talents here at WFN, just my opinion, okay? Put him over a little bit, was doing updates in the morning for Jerry Recco and CeeLo, and then comes back in the afternoon, not only work a double, but to take a lesser role.
It's unbelievable. He's the Ben Zobrist of WFAN.
He really is.
That's a shot.
That's
a backhanded compliment.
Thinly veiled Ben Zobrist?
Yeah, he had a hot wife that cheated on him. He made the All-Star game.
Actually, wait a minute. If I remember correctly,
Ben Zobrist did well for himself.
I think Ben Zobrist was World Series MVP with the Cubbies.
Yeah, come on.
He was. Why are you taking offense to that? That's a compliment.
All right, I'll take it.
All right.
Jeez.
I just want to compliment you. Now I want to address this. And I've been open and honest about this on the air. I've never tried pot. Never tried it. And it's not because I'm a goody two-shoes. It's not because I'm a nice guy. It's because I never wanted to stick anything like that in my mouth. I never wanted to do it.
You wouldn't handle the coughing.
Same with the cigarette. Never tried a cigarette.
Yeah, ugh.
Haven't tried it. Haven't tried a cigar. Though I was going to if the Jets beat the Steelers in the AFC Championship game a little over a decade ago. So I'm sorry those references go over my head, but that's why you're here, Pat, wearing a t-shirt with 37 different colors, looking like you just got high 5 hours ago. So you can help us. So you can educate us.
All of those things are accurate, by the way. All those things are very accurate.
Thank you, Sean.
That's not true. I'm not high here.
Wait, so the moral of this story is my old partner, Craig Carton, who's on TV. He's on FS1. I can give a plug. He's my guy. They renamed his show, and you're telling me the new name of his show, Breakfast Ball, is named after pot. That's what you're telling me.
No, I only said that because you said it sounds like Breakfast Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because it sounds like breakfast.
I think two things are true. I think it's named Breakfast Ball, which obviously is true. I don't think it has anything to do with breakfast or marijuana. I think they just went with lazy alliteration.
I think it has to do with pot now. That's what I'm convinced.
I'm agreeing with Sean. Not that anyone asked me my opinion. I'm going to agree with Sean.
Jesus. Until 2:49 for Rosie to be a martyr.
I didn't mean it that way.
We didn't ask you your opinion. I was talking to Pat Boyle.
I know that.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Pat calling from Woodbridge. How you doing today, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I got two things.
Yes.
So you guys keep talking about, you know, Judge breaking his own record. I kind of find it more intriguing than the fact that nobody's really talking about him possibly going for a triple crown. Now, every couple of games, he keeps closing that batting average gap between him and Bobby Witt. I think if he gets within 10, he has a legit shot. And number two, did you guys catch Johnny Damon at the old-timers game? Seems like he was having a little too much fun, if you ask me. Did you guys catch him?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw him come out, and he was, you know, like pointing to the crowd, and he had his man bun in, but what are you trying to imply? You think he was on the Breakfast Bowl? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, he might have been on the Breakfast Bowl. Did you guys see him talking? They had to, like, cut him off.
So that, you know what? I didn't see that. So, and I want to get into Old Timers Day because it's fascinating what it's become. We'll get into it coming up next, plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. But just to answer his first point, Bobby Witt Jr., who's having a remarkable season, and will get MVP consideration even if he's not the MVP. Okay?
All right.
I'll phrase it that way. Bobby Witt Jr. is at 345. Aaron Judge is at 333. So he's 12 points behind him. And by the way, that 333 number is second in all of baseball.
Crazy.
It really is. And what's even more remarkable is that only 8 hitters are above 300. 8?
Really?
That's it? Yeah. Because batting average is essentially dead. So he's at 333. The leading National League hitter, which is Luis Arraez, is 303.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Marcell Ozuna is 305, but very, very low. Yeah, I'm intrigued by Triple Crown, too. But if you remember back to 2022, the first Aaron Judge remarkable run that he had, Aaron Judge finished the season hitting 311 that season. He only finished 5 points behind Luis Arraez. He led the league in RBIs, 131 to Jose Ramirez's 126. He obviously led in home runs. So he was even closer on the Triple Crown in 2022, and it felt like that wasn't a thing at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Aaron Judge, last day of the season, has a base hit. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 0-for-1. He passes Witt Jr., and you basically feel like he's got the Triple Crown sewed up, but he's at 62 homers.
Yes.
Do you pull him from the game to sew up the Triple Crown, or do you go for 63?
I want to make something very, very clear and very, very important about Bobby Witt Jr.'s bid for a batting title.
Right.
I hope the Royals don't take him out of a game because I need the Kansas City Royals. At least I potentially need the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Royals finished the season in Atlanta against the Braves.
Everything ties together.
Well, I'm just saying.
A Triple Crown, a net playoff spot.
So what was your question? Would you be okay with him doing it?
But yeah, basically,
I have no problem with that.
If it came down to that last day and you pulled Judge with a chance to pass his own record because he has the Triple Crown locked up.
Oh, what's more impressive?
What's more impressive? I'd rather him. I honestly, give me the Triple Crown.
Yeah. That's up to him personally.
Yeah.
Like, I think each fan would kind of answer that one differently. I'd be curious. And Aaron Judge, to his credit, has done such a good job of answering every question about rings. Like, every answer comes back to, I got to win a championship. He had that answer last week. We played it on the air Friday when he was asked about chasing his own record. And he said, as long as it comes with a ring. So he's giving every great answer. It's cliched, but it's good to hear. Deep down in his soul, I wonder what he would prefer. But I'm just pointing out, he was closer to a triple crown in 2022 than he has been so far this year. Real quick, we're going to find out what breakfast ball actually means from Ken and Keyport. What's up, Ken?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Yo.
Breakfast ball. When you hit a bad tee shot in golf, it's basically a wash. They say, hey, there's your breakfast ball. Go ahead and tee up another ball.
Really? I mean, that's
so it's
interesting.
It's basically like a do-over.
I don't know why you would name a TV show after that.
So it's Craig's do-over at a morning show?
No, that's not why they're calling
it
that.
That's what he just said. It's a do-over.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do it. No, it's a sports reference. But that's a weird sports reference to be named after.
Ah.
I don't know. If it was up to me, they don't ask me, I would have called it the Carton Show. I would have had whoever's new co-host is just be his, you know, sidekick.
Danny Parkins?
Danny Parkins. Well, I'm sure he's a great talent. Yeah. I'm just not familiar with him.
He was like the Craig of Chicago. He's probably coming over.
He's the Craig of Chicago?
Oh, he was their big host in Chicago, yes.
He looks like the me of Chicago. Like, we're both sports geeks. Yeah, and I mean that as a compliment. I'm a sports geek. I assume he is one, too.
Yes,
who thinks a bigger geek, me or him? Just a curiosity if Craig has worked with now a bigger geek than me.
You.
I'm a bigger geek?
You.
Okay, I'll take it.
Because I know that Danny Parkins has a social life.
I have a social life. I took my family to Jets Giants over the weekend.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.